During a case a little more than a year ago, an archangel had decided to invest in my future. Uriel had replaced the power I'd lost when I had resisted the temptations offered me by one of the fallen. The demon's hellfire had been literally hell on wheels for destructive purposes. Soulfire was apparently the angelic equivalent of the same force, the flip side of the coin. Fires of creation rather than those of destruction. I hadn't experimented with it much. Soulfire used my own life force as a source of energy. If I poured too much into any given working, it could kill me. As the blood dripped down into the chalice, I reached out to the place in my mind where the archangel's gift resided and poured soulfire into my blood. Silver-white sparks began to stream from the cuts and accompanied the blood down into the chalice, filling it with supernatural power far in excess of what my blood, a common source of magical energy, contained on its own. I lifted the chalice in my right hand and the silver bell in my left. Droplets of blood and flickering sparks of soul fire fell on the silver, and when it rang again, the sound was piercing, the tone so perfect and pure that it could have shattered glass. "Hear me," I called, and my soul fire enhanced voice rang out in a similar fashion, sharp and precise, strong and resonant. Small stones fell from a broken section of the tower wall. "I am Magi, one of the wise. I make of my blood this gift to you, to honor your strength and to show my respect. Come forth." I set the bell down and prepared to break the circle and release the spell. "Come forth," I bellowed even louder. "Come forth!" I simultaneously broke the circle, released my will, and poured out the scarlet and silver fire of my enhanced blood onto the stone of the hilltop. Animals of the forest erupted into screams and howls. Birds exploded from their sleeping places to swarm in the skies above me. Half a dozen tree branches snapped all together in the rushing wind, the sounds crackling over the stony hilltop like rifle shots. And an instant later, a bolt of viridian lightning crashed down out of a completely clear sky and struck the ground in the center of the empty shell of the old lighthouse. There was little enough in the lighthouse that could burn, but some brush and grasses grew there. Their light danced and flickered on the walls, if only for a few seconds, and then suddenly revealed an indistinct and solid shape inside. I took a slow breath and rose to my feet, facing the lighthouse. It was a rare thing for such an entity to take material form, and I had thought it so unlikely to happen that I had scarcely bothered to plan for it. The woods all around me rustled, and I darted my eyes left and right without moving. Animals had appeared. Deer were the largest and most obvious, the stag's horns wicked in the moonlight. Foxes and raccoons were there too, as well as rabbits and squirrels and all manner of woodland creatures, predator and prey alike. They were all staring at me with obvious awareness that was far more than they should have had, and all of them were eerily still. I did my best not to think about what it might be like to be overrun and chewed to death by hundreds of small wild animals. I turned my eyes back to the tower and waited. The dark shape, indistinct in the heavy shadows, moved and came closer until it looked like something that was not quite human. Its shoulders were too wide, its stance too crooked, and it walked with a slow, limping gait, drag, thump, drag, thump. It was covered with what appeared to be a voluminous dark cloak. Oh, and it was 11 or 12 feet tall. Yikes. Green eyes, the same color as the bolt of unnatural lightning, burned inside the darkness of the cloak's hood. They faced me and flashed brighter once, and a gust of wind washed down onto me, almost taking me from my feet. I gritted my teeth against it and endured, until a moment later it died away. I looked at the dark shape for a moment and then nodded. "Right," I said. "I get you." I reached for my will, infused it with a meager portion of soul fire, and hurled my right hand forward, calling,
Vintas servitas!